You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. I would like to become the third person in the last few minutes to say, great job, Brandon. Yeah. And we will try and follow the great lead-in that Brandon and Seth have given us on this Monday. Happy Monday to you. How your weekend go, ladies and gentlemen? You are indeed in the loop. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig. And let us know how your weekend went in various. There's a lot of different ways to get involved with the program. Always do that. We want that on the text line 713-572-4610. But also, we have to give appreciation to the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers for the live streams, both on the YouTube page Sports Radio 610 and on the Twitch 610 Houston. How your weekends go, fellas?
Oh man, fantastic! I caught a mess of fish this weekend. It was a lot of fun.
Is that a technical term? A mess?
A mess. What do they all say?
How much is a mess?
Well, it's
about
it's a lot.
14.
It's a lot. So that's always good. And everything was fantastic this weekend, except I had a little bit of a mishap. I got this. This is going to turn into a confession later. I was power washing my boat, and I was barefoot, and I'm always real careful.
Oh, come on.
And I kind of
you nicked a toe?
My head. The back of my heel took about 2 inches of skin off
with
a power washer. It was awful. So,
man,
that's the
should have had some flip flops on or something.
Yeah, like, come on.
I don't want to get the dirt
out here
in there
barefoot.
When I'm cleaning the boat. You're not skin off with a power washer.
You don't got boat shoes that work for this?
You get dirt on them when you're messing around on the dock and all that stuff. Anyway,
I bet you got boat shoes for this particular job now.
Talk about feeling dumb.
Yeah.
Talk about feeling
you
dumb.
Should.
I power washed my foot. How about you guys? How
was Is it clean?
It's real clean.
Okay.
at this big age.
You know?
Lopez waits at this big age to power wash his foot. How many times you done power wash that boat in your
thousands,
life, man? Come on,
thousands.
Man. Come on, bro.
Don't say it like that because that'll empower him. He's like, well, I mean, I did it all right for that long. It was just one wrong time. No.
That's a hell of a power wash,
you were testing
man.
Fate for a very long time.
Yeah.
And maybe that's how you could kind of characterize what the Astros have done as
we
get
into.
Well,
first of all, your weekends.
My weekend was ruined by finding out that the Astros are doing this. They've done it again. Like, sincerely. Okay, no, but really.
We talked about this, though, man.
I know. I was getting sucked in, wasn't I?
I know. Like, we have talked about this, right? And, of course, what we're talking about is the fact that Yordan Alvarez has been shut down. Like, I was about to say he's continuing his IL stint, but we knew that. Like, it's been over a month since he went on IL with, what was it, like a little discomfort in the hand or what have you. And now, in fact, what was the dispatch from Joe Espada on Friday?
Really, really close.
Really, really
See,
close.
And that's exactly why I wasn't buying it, man. Yeah, Reggie sat there and said, "Oh yeah, well he did batting practice.
He
and
was
all
he
this
was hitting off
stuff.
The tee.
Yeah,
they had they brought in a couple
live pitching and all that crap. I'm like, man, I gotta." I got to believe it to see it, man.
They put minor leaguers on a plane from Florida just to get him ready. I was like, all right, they about to get him back in action, baby. Yeah. Come to find out that, no, we actually found out there was a fracture. And I do love that they were trying to make it. Nah, but it's not like a real fracture, baby. It's like a baby fracture. It's just a little fracture. And I'm like, how's that any better?
That
like
same fracture Kyle Tucker had?
This is Kyle Tucker 2.0.
Yeah,
that is absolutely what this is. And I've got to stop in this moment and offer a mea culpa to the audience. Mm-hmm. And honestly to you, fine fellas, Figgy, John, because y'all tried to told me. You did. You tried to told me, but I tried to operate in a place that I typically like to, which is a place of place of hope, a place of grace. And nope, just trod upon. Mm-hmm. And it's very frustrating because, like, you know, this is how, you know, and you have a kid. You've had, you know, multiple kids, Lopez, that you've reared. And you know very much, and I'm sure a lot of parents listening know, of the experience of you try and tell your kids something so that they don't have to make the mistakes so they can learn the lesson.
Exactly.
Yeah. And there's some things that you just kind of have to learn the lesson through going through it.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, my name is Reginald Latu. I learned my lesson. What's right?
That,
like,
what's that old saying? Fool me once.
And I've said it.
Shout out to W.
I've said it before. I'm not going to fall for this again. And then what am I doing Friday? I'm like, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, nah, y'all almost had me. And I'm just like, nah, I got to see him in the lineup. Because even you can say all the batting practice, and he did look fine in batting practice.
Yeah.
Man, I think I said, oh, his hand can kind of, you know, feeling discomfort and all that stuff after batting practice.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds too familiar, man.
Here's the serious part of this.
Yeah.
There is a very serious element to this. They are making, and I'm hand of God. I put the wrong hand. Hand of God.
Both hands of God. Put them both up,
both
dog.
Both hands of God.
Mm-hmm.
Dead serious on this. They're making their athletic training staff and their medical personnel look like fools. They make them look like they should be so. No one should be more upset about this than the medical staff and athletic training staff of the Houston Astros, because it is out there. It is consistent. Nobody believes a damn word you're saying. And to say that they just found this fracture, that's inept.
Are we certain that the medical staff is not complicit in this moment? Because here's the thing,
I would
right?
not be. If you're making me look like a fool, year after year, injury after injury.
I think the big question is, who is having a say-so here?
Yeah.
Is it the medical staff? Are they the ones having a say-so? Or is, like, if Jim Crane or
Dana Brown,
they overriding that, saying, no, we want him to do this.
Well, Reggie, we live in if not the greatest medical hub in the world.
Correct.
And these guys come up with this consistently?
Yeah, that's the thing that is frustrating. And some of this is, I think the frustration is definitely born out of a lack of transparency, first and foremost, right? And this is where I will say, to give myself a little bit of credit, I was looking at some recent, like the Ronel Blanco, right? Ronel Blanco, very quickly we went from discomfort to he's going to Houston to, this is not going to look good. I thought, okay, maybe we are finding a level of, because that's also not a good outcome, right? Typically, at least we find out very quickly with good outcomes, a la Christian Walker, right? Christian Walker, when he gets hit on the hand when he's batting, what was that, last week?
Mm-hmm.
And literally hours after that game, we find out that the x-rays were negative. He's going to be fine. I'm like, okay, so this, we can get this quickly. But even in negative situations of late, it feels like, okay, there were some little things that we were getting good information on immediately, right? And so I was like, maybe they're turning a new leaf. But no, this is the frustrating part here. I hear you on the idea of who ultimately do we have to then look at? Because we get Dana Brown saying something where it's like, you know, when he first had the injury in terms of the, and this is a quote, by the way, quote, when he had the first injury in terms of the muscle strain in the hand, maybe we shouldn't have let him fight through that. He said it wasn't the normal pain that he usually gets in his hand. So he thought maybe he could grind through it and it was just soreness. Maybe at that point we should have just shut him down, maybe before we given it a chance to heal, not let him try to fight through it and potentially cause more damage. Close quote. Hey, dog. You did this last year with Kyle Tucker.
Yeah.
Like, it shouldn't experience change the way that you go about this? And I don't know if that's just the organization, but also, shouldn't that also show up in the medical staff? Like, how often, because with the Yordan situation, obviously it started with the inflammation in the hand and, like, the, you know, the pain, and he was fighting through it, and then at some point they decided to put him on the IL. And then they didn't take another look at it until, like, recently. And I'm like, how do you go, especially knowing that there was inflammation and knowing all of the issues that you've had with getting imaging through inflammation, how are you not taking regular looks at it? How are you not saying, as soon as the inflammation goes down, we look at this? Like, how much of that is actually the medical staff not doing that? Or is this just, like, pure incompetence by an organization at the top? Do we have to take this right to Dana Brown's doorstep for this? Like, is this the way that they have decided to go about this? Because all of it is bad, right? Whether or not where we want to place the blame, we can try and find it, because ultimately you need to find that to root out the problem. But It is an entire organization.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Failure. Well, here's my answer to that, and I totally agree with what you said. You know, I said they're making the athletic training staff and the medical staff look like fools. I don't think they're fools. Like I said, they are the best in this city, and Methodist is their partner, and we know how good that is. So it's either one of two things, and I'm going to give you the answer. It's one of those questions that I'm going to answer as I ask it. They are either inept when it comes to the medical and athletic training staff, or number two, they're willingly peddling disinformation. I don't think they're inept as a medical staff. I think they're making them look like that, but I don't think they are. So that kind of narrows it down. They are willingly peddling disinformation, and that no one can trust. No one can trust
them. No. And even as we speak to the idea of, like, willingly peddling disinformation, or at the very least kind of skewing the way that the general public views this, this is something that I know Chandler Rome and various other people in the day-to-day Astros media core will bring up. Is this is you're also you can't suss this out because there's not relatively regular. There's not even any real access to the media staff in order to speak to some of these things, because I feel like we'd be able to get some level of idea of where the incompetence lies. Because at this point, we can't call it anything else than incompetent. Mm-hmm. I don't like throwing around coded or like heavy language in certain instances without a level of, you know, conviction. Mm-hmm. I think at this point, it's pretty evident that this is incompetent. You can't have two different, franchise level players lose significant portions of seasons due to really just mismanagement in this, or at least, or maybe not even lose, because maybe the injuries were there, but at least the mismanagement doesn't allow the story to be accurately reported and really allows the light to be shed in a poor light. Both the player and the medical staff. But going backwards, like these guys, the medical staff, we're not allowed to get to them. And this is not something that is completely unusual in baseball, even if the Astros organization will try and make it as such, as there's rules that make it so that we can't make them available. Well, then how do you point to a number of other organizations making their medical staff available at least periodically for some level of questioning on what is happening so that we can get a better understanding, if not only just to obscure what's happening? And I don't even know that there's like an actual factual like benefit on the field to this. Like, maybe you can try and argue that you're getting some level of gamesmanship out of this, but it's not. You just serve to make your players look worse. You serve to make yourself look worse. And I don't know that it benefits you. And that's just like the way that they handle it on the outside before we talk about the actual, you know, number of injuries that they seem to be sustaining.
No, and you're absolutely right, because let's think about this. you know, your first point about, you know, they just now are finding this out. No, they're not. This is a multi-million dollar player that went on the IL May 5th. And for weeks before that, he was having discomfort, reportedly, in his hand. You're telling me that they didn't find out about a fracture until this weekend? No way. There's no way. There's no way you know, with a commodity that valuable, you just say, you shrug your shoulders and you go, let's just see what happens. And maybe the swelling go down and he starts to feel better. So that's number one. They had to have done something. And if they didn't, then they're incompetent, as you said. If they did shrug their shoulders and did nothing and didn't know about this, then they're incompetent. Because with a valuable commodity like that, as soon as there's discomfort, you start digging in. You start finding out. You take MRIs. You take x-rays. You do it all. You talk to doctors, et cetera, et cetera. And then there's this other part about what I'm calling, you know, willingly peddling misinformation. You know what really did it for me? They came up with, it's 60% healed. Because that sounds better, doesn't it, than 50?
Well, also, what is 50% healed? Yeah. And maybe this is just a place where I am speaking in a medical space that I have no leg to stand on. Quite possible, because I definitely ain't getting no degrees behind no medical sciences, anything of that nature. But like, what actually constitutes 50 versus 60? Or is this just something that we're throwing out there?
Sounds
trying
better.
We're just trying to appease the masses. And ultimately, like, the idea of trying to, like, appease the masses in the short term doesn't even benefit you, because we end up in this place right here where we're all very mad at the organization because you misled us for so long. Mm-hmm. Now, I do want to circle back around to this, because I hate to be the guy that keep trying to bang the drum on maybe this medical staff is not good. But I do think back to, like, my time in Dallas, right? Mm-hmm. I think back to, because I want to be fair to a medical staff, is sometimes we can be a little harsh with, if there's a lot of injuries, does that inherently mean that, you know, the medical staff is bad, as if their job is, you know, one-to-one, right? You can offer great treatment and mm-hmm. still get kind of tough results, because medical stuff is not, like, perfect in that way, right? Yeah. Results don't necessarily fall in lockstep with what the treatment is. Sometimes mm-hmm. you get good treatment and it goes kind of poorly. Sometimes you get bad treatment and it goes well, right? Obviously, it's probably less likely in that case. But because I think back to, like, with the Mavericks, the mm-hmm. Dallas Mavericks, remember, we were talking about Casey Smith, who was, you know, now with the Knicks and getting accolades even after being fired by Nico Harrison. I remember a point, like, Casey Smith has been mm-hmm. Highly regarded for a very long time. But I remember a point where the Mavericks were dealing with a lot of injuries, and I was like, could it possibly be this organization? But no, like, obviously you come back around and you see that they're still, like, you're still getting good results. Sometimes the results can just be bad. I feel like the thing with this Astros staff that is scaring me is, I understand that. However, how do you end up in a place where, like, even if you're trying to argue that, no, they probably knew ahead of time, mm-hmm. then how does Yordan Alvarez end up, like, swinging the bat and getting pitching?
He wants to play through it. He wants to play through. They all do.
But the medical staff in any organization is usually viewed as, like, the strongest. Like, if the medical staff got wind of a fracture mm-hmm. earlier, there's mm-hmm. no way in hell.
Is there?
He should be swinging a bat.
Well, of course, but and they're really, might be playing.
And
it
is a problem if he gets through, if he gets to that point where the medical staff has identified this and they don't have the power to stop him from.
I'm just talking about the diagnosis.
Yeah, I was about to say, don't you, like, if, let's say Yordan was having mm-hmm. issues with his hand and all that stuff, don't you kind of go through everything to try to check things off?
The initial diagnosis is what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
we're talking April.
Yeah,
he had discomfort.
Let's get an MRI and an X-ray just to kind of double check, mm-hmm. and then go from there. If it ain't nothing there, then let's rest it for about 15 days and come back to the table.
And my thing about it is, if you're just operating on, well, this is just discomfort, I think until you get some level of certainty, you have to operate with a level on what is the worst case scenario here. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, knowing it really is the problem for me is, this is a fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me situation, because you've had problems with inflammation and imaging. So as soon as you have inflammation, logically, I go, once that inflammation goes down, even if we feel like we've diagnosed it, get another image, because inflammation has hidden stuff from
the
you.
Diagnosis
before.
Is what I'm talking about.
And yet here we are in a place where you're doing this again. And that is, I have a severe lack of trust for the Astros up and down. Like, even if you're talking mm-hmm. about, you know, the medical staff, and I want to be in a place where I believe, but at this point, you've been burned enough grand enough ways that you can't trust them. And this is frustrating, because you have a team organizationally that for a long period of time has had good baseball.
Yeah.
But I mean, the times where you've seen results, right? Somebody, Ray on the YouTube page mentioning that Verlander rehabbed away from the team. Like, was he knowing something? It's quite possible. And mm-hmm. that ends up eroding trust in your team, both from the outside and the end.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Like, this situation kind of got me looking back at previous injuries. Like,
of course,
I know Lance McCullers went through a lot with his injury, but I'm wondering, like, damn, if he's with another team, will it be two and a half years of him trying to get back, or was this just the Astros thing? And then on top of the other injuries too, I'm wondering if it's the whole thing overall.
Yes, and
or if it's just two mistakes.
Every Astros fan should.
And so we're in this place where Yordan Alvarez remains on the IL. In fact, he's joined on the IL by Zach DiCenzo, who was put on the IL after Saturday, after he's pulled up from Saturday's game. Like, a lot of injuries to deal with and a lot of, you know, players that you're hoping return. And another reason to have some doubt as to that's anything that we're given medically from this Astros staff, which is very frustrating for a team that is, you know, that touched the top of the AL West over the weekend, that looks like they have an opportunity to contend. You're waiting for reinforcements, and I don't know that you could trust the return dates that you're given at any point. But there you go. That's what's happening with the Astros at this moment. Yordan, we still have no idea when he'll return to playing baseball for this team, which, I mean, is kind of you've been able to navigate the waters to some degree, but also, man, I don't think you can view this at all as a positive that happened over the weekend. Coming up next in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, did Aaron Wilson's, speaking of injuries, did Aaron Wilson's report when it comes to CJ Stroud dealing with tight muscles in his shoulder, did that make you feel encouraged or discouraged as we continue OTAs? We'll talk about that next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.